When I first started there, the executive officer was a woman, a woman called Pat Armstrong, and she told me the story that when she was doing the brewing programs, she'd asked Jimmy to send over some malt, and Jimmy said, "Well, I can't do it today; it's raining." And she said, "Well, does it not come in tins?" You know, she thought it was malt extract, and so she didn't realise it was actual barley. And that's what made our beer unique, because we had our own maltings, it was a unique taste. Some people didn't like it, others did, you know. But I'm one of these people, because I worked in the brewery, I always think that there's no bad beer comes out of a brewery. It's the manager who looks after it. The managers will probably criticise me for that, but certainly you could go to various pubs, you get a wonderful pint in one pub, and go to another one, it was totally different. But most of our beers were cask beers. And we had our own cooper. The head cooper was a chap called Jack Horn, and he's the other cooper was a guy called Harry Winskill, who actually finished up working, I think it was Greenall, Whitley's. He worked on the drays after that. So we had our own coopers, and as I say, it was a unique product. The beauty of it was it was cheap. I remember my cousin used to live in London, and he used to come up with his pals, and they were paying something like half a crown for a beer, where up here it was 1.90.